This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. The World Health Organization is bringing together a group of medical ethicists to consider if and how to distribute what's been called the secret serum to treat West Africans infected with the Ebola virus. The serum is a drug called ZMapp. It was given to two Americans who contracted Ebola. Their health is improving. Even if the World Health Organization greenlights ZMapp, officials say it will be months before the experimental drug is available in West Africa. We asked local biotech journalist Luke Timmerman why.
This disease has really only been known to medical science for a short time. Very few people get it, and they tend to be concentrated in a small part of Central Africa.
And why is it difficult to develop a drug for Ebola? Is there something about the nature of the virus that makes it hard to come up with a way to prevent it?
Yes. For one reason, it's really scary. It's a dangerous substance, and because of that, it can only be handled in the most safe and secured lab facilities. And there are only a few of them around the country. This is why you see people wearing spacesuits on television. There's just a lot of care needs to be taken, and not many people are really set up to handle it.
So we don't know what works, but there is something called ZMapp, and this drug is being used to try to treat these two Americans. Tell us a little bit about it. I understand it hasn't gone through clinical trials, but it's showing some promise.
That's right. It appears to have been used on these first couple of aid workers who were infected in Western Africa. And the way it works is it takes a cocktail of antibodies from mice. So it's taking a cue from Mother Nature. These scientists expose the mice to Ebola virus, and they look at the repertoire of antibodies that they naturally produce. And so they're able to take out three telltale antibodies that appear to be hitting the Ebola virus from a variety of angles or weak spots, if you will. And they combine these three antibodies into an injection, and they gave it to these aid workers, and it appeared effective.
Where does money come to study Ebola?
Primarily from the federal government, the U.S. Department of Defense in particular. So,
why the Department of Defense? I'm curious.
Well, as you remember, in the wake of 9/11, there was an anthrax scare, and there was a big push for greater biodefense. And so people at the Defense Department started wondering about various kinds of bioterror agents that could be, say, weaponized. So things like, say, flu or smallpox are highly contagious. You can get them through droplets in the air. And those are the scariest of all. Something like Ebola, though, doesn't appear to have that kind of infectious capability. It's transmitted via blood and other bodily fluids like HIV. There's a possibility, you could imagine, that one might be able to genetically alter it in such a way to make it more infectious and therefore make it capable of killing larger numbers of people. That's what the Defense Department is trying to stop, and they're financing it at a variety of biotech companies around the U.S.
That's so interesting. This the Defense Department.
Yeah, and they have a lot of money to put to work on this. So there's a company in Vancouver just up the road called Techmira Pharmaceuticals that has secured, I think, over $140 million worth of U.S. Defense Department money to advance its antiviral drug versus Ebola. Techmira and other companies are trying to hit it at the level of RNA. If your listeners may recall some high school biology.
There's DNA and then there's the RNA, yeah.
That's right. And the RNA is transcribed into the protein. So that's transcribed into the antibodies that will fight off your invading virus. So by making a drug that can intervene at the level of RNA transcript, the hope is that maybe you can hit the Ebola virus in a vulnerable spot that bioterror people wouldn't be able to work around. Whereas with, say, an antibody approach, viruses have a habit of developing resistance once they are attacked from a certain angle. And so RNA drugs hold the promise of potentially making it much more difficult for the virus to resist.
So is there any work being done on vaccines when it comes to Ebola?
Well, the National Institutes of Health is working on a vaccine. And so you sometimes will hear people talk about vaccines, but they are primarily of use for public health workers, because these are the people that you would want to prime their immune systems to get them ready to encounter this invader, because there's a chance of them actually getting infected. But the idea of broadly vaccinating people against something like Ebola is pretty unlikely, certainly here in the U.S. where the virus is not native. But even in parts of Africa, it's more likely that you would prefer a fast-acting treatment. And that's what some of the antibodies and the RNA-based therapies, they hold that kind of promise.
That's biotech journalist Luke Timmerman on the drug ZMapp and the challenges of treating Ebola. You can read his stories on the site xconomy.com. Ebola has killed almost 1,000 people since March in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.